From John 16:13 is the first one. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. Hear that? He will guide you into all truth. We're going to do a little experiment here first with one of these balloons.
I can blow up.
I'll blow them up, okay? Get it ready? That's not going to pop. I hope. Now,
no, that's so big.
God fills us up with life, doesn't he? And
through
his Holy Spirit, he gives us love too. And this is this how we're supposed to live our life, like this?
No.
Well, someone get that balloon for me quick.
I know.
That's not how we're supposed to live our life, huh? It seems like kind of crazy and goes all over the place, you know. We're gonna do it differently, all right? We're not gonna pop it. So you don't have to cover your ears, not on purpose anyway. We're gonna put this over here, about right there, and maybe we can go a little further. Put that stand there, and then I put in here a little bit of fishing line. How many do you think are going to get this off nice and clean? Yeah. Yeah, you think I just kind of like might be able to do it? Oh boy. I still left on the reel. Oh yeah. Well, you know what? This is a good lesson too, I guess. Don't try to make things easier sometimes. It's not. You know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and get this undone a little bit. And it might be too hard, but we'll see. You wanna try and work on it?
No.
Well, anyway, you don't know what I'm gonna do with that, huh? I don't know if you're gonna have the sense of that getting unraveled, are you? Try, keep on trying. I wound it up really nicely. I should have wound it on like a pop bottle or something like that. You're making progress? All right. It looks like a big mess, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You ever go fishing and get your line all messed up?
No.
Uh-oh.
We don't even go fishing.
Well, maybe someday you will.
No fishing.
And then maybe you'll fish one time and you'll say, that's enough of that. You know, believe it or not, it was one piece. Hey, in the meantime, I'm going to read the other Bible verse. All right? From Acts chapter 2. In the Bible, it's only just a few pages away. Which is kind of neat. We read from John, and now we're going to hear from Acts chapter 2, just part of it. Okay. And all of them, as these people were praying, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. They were filled, and also the Holy Spirit is one who guides. And how are you doing? You're doing a good job. All right. She also undoes my shoelaces when I get in knots. She knows what to do there.
You do not.
I do not know what to do, huh? You know, that'll be good if you can get it right around, tie around the top part of that underneath the base. Yeah, that'll be good. That's okay. Wrap it around, tie it around the top there. Hmm? All right. So, now don't pull on it, okay? Don't pull on it, because it's going to be in my mouth here.
Ew.
Don't pull on it. Okay. Anyway, we're going to do this back. We're not going to pop it. We're not going to try and pop it. Now, what I have in here, I also put in here a little clothespin. So I'm going to wrap it. There's some extra balloons in there in case it did pop. But we're going to put this clothespin on here like this. Can you get it tied there? Okay. The Holy Spirit is God. All right? And the Holy Spirit is sometimes God wants us to be filled. He wants to be filled with His Holy Spirit. Watch what I'm going to do here. I'm going to put this line through the straw, little straw that I have here.
I know what
they're going to do. Uh-huh. And everything together here from God, the straw, the whatever it might be, the balloon being filled and so on. These are all things that represent, we're going to say represent God in this little illustration. So don't go in there, okay? Yeah, that. Okay, here we go. Here's tape. You got that?
Tape.
What we're going to do is we're going to take the tape. Can you hold
tape
that?
The straw on.
Don't take it apart though, just leave it there.
Tape the straw on.
I'm gonna tape the straw on, you got it. About right in the center. Sounds like I'm losing air too. Alright. Now I would like you to hold this end. Pull it fairly tight. Okay, pull it a little tighter. Up higher, a little higher like this. Good, got it? I'm gonna blow in it to hear a little more.
This is going to be cool.
Okay, now, remember the first time when it flew all over the place, it wasn't guided? We want the Holy Spirit to guide us.
I don't know what to do.
To fill us, and we want Him to guide us. Let's see. Ready?
Fly.
Set.
Go!
Oh, it made it there! All right, okay. No. Bring it on back. Good. Now, usually the tape comes off, you know, like this, and whoops. Bring that back, okay? All right. Now, you know what? It'd be fun to do it a bunch of times more, but guess what? We don't have time right now. So, what we're going to do instead is think about that Bible verse. The Holy Spirit guides us, right? And the Holy Spirit fills up believers, those who trust in Him, so that they can live in love for Him. So that is what that's about. And I actually happen to have here a kit, little kit, which I only give to your parents. Don't take the balloons out, okay? Give the kit to your parents. Not yet. Hold on. Give the kit to your parents because there's choking hazards in here. Choking hazards, which means things you could put in your mouth and choke on. There you go. You give these to your parents, all right? Come back, though. We're going to pray. Let's pray. Come on. Come on back. We're going to pray. Lucy, let's pray. We want to be reminded, today's the day of Pentecost. It's when the Holy Spirit filled the disciples who were praying, and God had them say and do amazing and wonderful things in their life. But it's because the Holy Spirit got in them that happened. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your amazing love. We thank you that you fill believers with your Holy Spirit. And we also thank you, God, that you help them to live and to love for you because of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah.